A state of emergency has been declared in New York City as strong storms bring flash flooding. Many of the city's subway systems, streets and highways have flooded, while at least one terminal at LaGuardia Airport closed on Friday before later reopening. Up to 8 inches, 20 centimeters of rain fell in some parts of the city, but skies had calmed slightly by the evening. Governor Kathy Hochul declaring a state of emergency across New York City, Long Island, and the Hudson Valley due to the extreme rainfall throughout the region. She urged people to take steps to stay safe and never attempt to travel on flooded roads. No deaths or critical injuries have been reported. A state of emergency was also declared in the New Jersey town of Hoboken, just across the Hudson River from New York City. In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams warned people it was a time for heightened alertness and extreme caution as the state of emergency was put in place. Some of our subways are flooded and it is extremely difficult to move around the city. On Friday evening, Mayor Eric Adams warned people it was a time for heightened alertness and extreme caution as the state of emergency was put in place. Some of subways are flooded and it is extremely difficult to move around the city. According to the Metropolitan Transportation Agency, flooding caused major disruptions to New York's subway system and the Metro North commuter rail service. Some subway lines were suspended entirely and many stations were closed.